walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just a hoping you may be somewhere out walking after midnight, searching for me.
That's Canadian country singer-songwriter Lisa Brokup with her version of Patsy Cline's Walkin' After Midnight from her 2015 album, The Patsy Cline Project. Now, Lisa will be bringing her legendary Ladies of Country show to Ontario this spring, including a show at the Mary Webb Centre in Highgate on Saturday, April the 6th. To learn more about the show, we're pleased to welcome Lisa Brokup to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on your show.
Well, I'm really excited about this show. This is actually the second show you've done that is based on the work of someone that isn't yourself. And I know you've been making music, I think, for over 20 years now, haven't you?
Yes, a long, long time I've been in this business. Probably more like 30 years altogether with all the traveling. I've been in Nashville for almost 25 years. And yeah, been singing for it seems like 100 years.
So tell us about doing the Patsy Cline show and then now developing this legendary Ladies of Country show. What is the motivation behind this from your point of view?
Well, like I said, I've been singing for so many years, and Patsy's music is what I started with early on. I would, you know, sit in with a local band in town, and the songs that they knew were songs like Patsy Cline songs, Crazy, Walking After Midnight, things like that. So I would sing those, and I've always loved her voice. I've always loved classic country. And so that's kind of how it started for me. And then I recorded other songs of my own and various different things. But over the years, I've almost always included a classic country song in my show, and I've always looked forward to that segment of the show so much. And so I kind of thought, well, you know what? It's time for something new, a new chapter. And I'm going to do a whole project, the Patsy Cline Project. And it's been so much fun. I just doing the research, learning about the songs, learning a little bit about Patsy, and just reminded me just how stellar of a singer she was. I mean, top of the top. They didn't have technology back then to fix her vocals and do different things. I mean, she was just that good. So I loved doing that project. And then it seemed only natural to put something else together since that one was working so well. So I thought, okay, now let's do a show with all the great ladies. And I put together Legendary Ladies of Country. So a little bit of Patsy, a little bit of Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, Tanya Tucker, Emmy Lou, all the great ladies.
And I think this show's a little different because it's not just you this time, right? Was the Patsy Cline project, that was you basically with your backing band?
Yeah, that was just me. This one is also just me, but for a few shows, we're going to have Patricia Conroy and Amanda Wilkinson join me, and they're going to sing some of their favorite classic songs. Unfortunately, in Highgate, they won't be with me. It'll just be me. But they're going to be on six other shows throughout Ontario, so we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to it. The other thing I like about this show, and I do love, tribute shows, you know, from a person who really loves the music, who has been immersed in it, obviously, like yourself, because I think you have 8 or 9 albums out there now since you started recording.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. There's been a lot of different recordings.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing that I don't like sometimes is if you go to a tribute show and you get great versions of the songs, but you don't get enough personality from the performer. And I think that's something that is really important for you to talk about the songs that you're going to sing and what they mean to you.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there should be a reason for a show for something like this. And for me, it was, well, these are the ladies that were most influential to me. I looked up to growing up. I wanted to be like them, and I learned so much from them. So this is really just honoring them, paying homage to them. Stories about remembering when I first heard some of these songs, and I had a cassette player, and I would record songs from the radio with my cassette player, and that's how I would learn them, because, you know, we didn't have streaming and all that type of stuff back then. Or I would buy the album and play it on a record player, an actual record player, not a CD. So yeah, it's just been really fun to reminisce and remember those times.
I'm curious as to whether spending so much time, you know, focusing on these great ladies of country, you know, the Tammy Wynettes, the Dollies, Tanya Tucker, Patsy Cline, does that change the way you think about your own music? I know, like on the Patsy Cline album, you did include, I think there were 2 or 3 of your songs that were added to that. Does immersing yourself back in this classic country change the way that you think about your own music moving forward again?
A little bit. It made me realize and be reminded of what I truly love, because the songs that I had a lot of radio success with were not necessarily classic country songs. I mean, some of them were towards that, but they were more the modern style of what radio stations were wanting to play. And that's great. I love that music too. But really, my roots and my heart is with the classic country. So it was just a great reminder of that. It's like, oh, this is the real stuff. This is why I got in the business. This is why I wanted to be a singer and go to Nashville. So it's just been really, really good to go back to that and get real. And I think that does come through to the people when they're listening.
Oh, certainly. I'm certainly looking forward to the show. What I would like to do now is to let's play another song from the show. Now, this is from a CD that is available at the show. What are we going to play?
We're going to play a song that Tanya Tucker recorded, her very first hit. It actually, this song was recorded before my time. I guess I would have been very, very, very young. But I've always loved Tanya Tucker. That's who it's from. And so this is her very first recording. She was super young, and it's called Delta Dawn.
This is Lisa Brokup with her version of Tanya Tucker's Delta Dawn. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby, and all the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days, they called her Delta Dawn.
woman you ever laid eyes on. Then a man of low degree stood by her side, promised her he'd take her for his bride. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today? Take you to his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today? Take you to his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today? Take you to his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
That's Lisa Brokup with her version of Delta Dawn, the wonderful Tanya Tucker song. Lisa Brokup's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. She's bringing her legendary Ladies of Country show to Ontario this spring, including a show at the Mary Webb Centre in Highgate on Saturday, April the 6th. Sounds like you're going to have lots of fun at that show, so just give us an idea of what people can expect, Lisa.
Well, it is going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be myself plus a three-piece band, bass, piano, and guitar. Lots of vocals, lots of harmony. I always love to choose songs with lots of harmony. That's one of my favorite things. And we're going to do just a whole bunch of classic songs. I asked a question on Facebook the other day, what's your favorite legendary lady? And people actually brought up a lot of the songs we're doing, so that's good. I think we're on the right track with getting other people's favorites as well. So we're going to be doing that. Plus, I will include a couple of my own songs as well, hopefully that maybe people will remember from over the years on the radio. And it's just a lot of fun. We'll be telling stories about the songs, about the artists, and I always love watching the audience. You can just tell they're remembering something, or they're like, oh, yes, I remember that song. Maybe there's a specific time in their life or an important event that happened. So it's a rewarding experience.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening. Remember that Lisa Brokup is bringing her legendary Ladies of Country show to Ontario this spring. Head to folkrootsradio.com and you can check out all the dates. There are also links to pick up tickets. And I have one final question for you, Lisa. What happens after this project? Give us a little bit of an idea of what you next have lined up.
Well, after I will back to Nashville. I have a 9-year-old, so I will be coming back to her. And she'll be finishing up school. So we'll be doing, you know, family stuff and just regular things, which is great. And then I'm working on a Christmas show, actually. I would like to do a classic country Christmas show. So similar theme, but with Christmas songs. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've never done a Christmas tour. So that's my goal, is to try to get that together. They're hoping for this year, but you know, that's going to, of course, be upon us before you know it, even though it feels far away. But that's what I'm going to be working on. And yeah, just, you know, writing songs, probably doing some more legendary Ladies of Country shows as well. So there'll be lots on my plate.
No, that's great. Well, I know I was just talking to one of your fans yesterday, and I was mentioning the show at the Mary Webb in a couple of weeks, and he was inquiring. He said, well, you must ask Lisa what she's going to be up to next. So he will be pleased to get the update from you. It's been fabulous to talk to you today. Remember, if you want to get more information about the music of Lisa Brokup, you can visit lisabrokup.com. We have one thing left to do, Lisa, and that's pick the final song to play. What is it going to be?
Okay, well, I think we should play a Dolly Parton song. And this is an ultimate classic. She wrote this way back when she was working with Porter Wagoner. She was on the Porter Wagoner show, and it had come to a point where she was ready to move on and do her own thing and become the superstar that we know now. And Porter didn't want her to go, but she knew it was time. So she wrote this song for him, and it's now become, you know, just an iconic song. Every artist has recorded it pretty much on the planet, every female artist, and it's called I Will Always Love You.
That's a wonderful way to finish. This is Lisa Brokup with her version of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Lisa, thanks again for spending the time to talk to us.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. And that's all I am taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. And I treat you kind, and I hope you have all you've dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all that, I wish you love.